we're holding the meeting. Last time we had spoken about, I mean, the man was in the middle of explaining what does it mean, like, it's like a short process of time. Oh, no, my name is Shabbat in the farm side. That even though,
what's the Hadgasha? On what word is that Gosha? So the Maral said that that Gosha is on a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that it was something that could not have been done by anyone but a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And last time we saw, he was Mazbed Indian of Minakoyach Alapoyel, and that's what we spoke about last time, about it's like Yesh Me'ayin and so on and so forth. There's another Nakuda that he says here, why is it only a Kaddish Baruch Hu? We skipped a part in the middle where he's Mayrech on what we said, on what he said before, that anything that a Kaddish Baruch Hu does means it could only be done by a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Anything that could be done by somebody lesser is automatically attributed to a lesser shlichus, to a particular malach. When you speak about a Kaddish Baruch Hu doing something, it means that you needed a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And let me explain it just a little bit better. We imagine it in terms of Basav Adam, that if a guy has a big firm and he's lazy to do anything, so he sends it. He sends his secretary to do it, or he sends his gopher to do it, or whatever. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pshat is, it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a decision who to do it with, or what to do it, or so on. The action is attributed to the right place. A maisa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, just like, for instance, If a person who's normally an even-tempered person, he gets very excited and does something rash, so I say this person did it, I'll say it's not this person did it, it's his temper that did it, or something like that. When a meiser that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is a meiser that's a particular meiser, then it automatically is done, it means that it's done through a malach. A maisa that carries in it a very limited characteristic of activity is a maisa malach. And we'll see, I will explain it as we go along. In Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. V'oid, ki ha-yitzir yis-yacheses al Hashem Yisbarach, she-kash Hashem Yisbarach hoitzes Yisrael Mitzrayim, lo yishe hoitzi oisam shoy Mitzrayim bolvad, elo kol ha-doiris hoitzi, kimo chanayim re-besoif ha-godo, lo yasav yisein ha-goal, elo af yisona goal imoem. But when there was a Yetzir from Mitzrayim, I can leave it. It's good enough. It's what? Okay. when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mighty all the Dairis. That the reason why it needed a Maisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the first pshat he said, because by its nature it was what he calls a Yetzir from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Now he says, because it was something that is Nogea to us also, that's why it needed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'rotza b'zeh, k'kasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu sile koyach Mitzrayim Yisrael, lo'yhoye histalkus hazeh b'masha heim doirahu, she'im kein lo'yhoyse Yetzir kim lo'yse dor b'lvat. The fact that we say that had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not been Goyal, our forefathers, we would still be Avadim Mitzrayim, doesn't mean we would continue to be Avadim, but it means potentially we could always be Avadim. Just like you have countries that fight, sometimes this country wins, sometimes that country wins, sometimes the other country wins. It can see so back and forth. So there's no... had any Koyach but HaKadosh Baruch Hu been Moitzi, Ibn Moitzi Klal Yisrael, you could still be a Meshuv in Mitzrayim. And you see it, it's Nagan Dairis, for instance, it says, Lo Yisisi Ful Lirois, that you'll never see Mitzrayim again. There's an Issa to go back to Mitzrayim. The Geula for Mitzrayim had to be final. And the understanding is like this. If somebody happens to free you, Lamashal, if somebody is an alcoholic, and somebody chains him down so he can't touch alcohol, or he locks up the alcohol cabinet, so the person has freedom from being meshubah to alcohol, but only temporarily. Since what he did was related to a temporary factor, he prevented him from getting to alcohol, so you can't say that the person will never be an alcoholic again. You can just say that the person has taken him away from his alcoholism. If let's say a person is able to either psychologically understand why the person needs the alcohol, or I don't know if it's a gene or something, is able to take that out. So now the person is freed because I didn't treat a symptom, but I got to the root of it. Maisim malachim, pe'ulus of malachim, by definition, are those pe'ulus that are a branch. They're never ever a sheirish. Since malachim are not the sheirish of the bria, malachim are only particular branches. Raphael is the branch that deals with Refuah. Gavriel is the branch that deals with Midas Adin. Michael is the branch that deals with Klal Yisrael, and so on. So every pe'ula of a malach is a limited pe'ula by definition. He can't be treating a klal of an inyan, but can only be treating a particular of an inyan. Masha Einkein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by definition, any act that is all-encompassing and is intrinsic to the Bria has to be a Ma'isa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And vice versa, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is not a particular Ma'isa. If it's called Ma'isa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's Emes Atzoyf Kol HaDeiris. So, had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not taken us out of Mitzrayim, then we could have gotten enslaved again. But Masha Einkein, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, we are never ever shayach to Mitzrayim again. That's why there's an Issa to go down. That's why he told Paro, we'll never see you again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was menatik Yisrael from Mitzrayim, finally. The reason why, let's first finish this paragraph from Lutta. Rotsa bezek ki kasha HaKadosh Baruch Hu sile koyach Mitzrayim Yisrael, lo yhoye histalkus hazeh b'mashem dorahu. She'imkein lo yhoysa yitziyi kim lo yisa dor bulvat. An analogy to this. Let's say somebody says, once you leave because there's going to be a war. The person left and was saved and he had children and grandchildren. You don't say that he saved him and his children, because the person saved this person only. It's true that if not for him, the children would have not been born. I mean, you could say it colloquially, but it's not really true. By saving this person, it extended itself to his children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at Klal Yisrael in a perspective of Dairis, and he took out Klal Yisrael in its entirety. He took out the Sheirish of Yisrael from Mitzrayim. So b'meila there was no Makom for Shibud anymore. The reason for this, maybe let's just finish this paragraph then. V'dav hazeh roi dafka HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is something that's roi dafka HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki hu yisparach koilel hakoil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah is that he's koilel everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're to say, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu distinguish from any other koyach in the Bria, the Maral speaks about it in a later parak. The word is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the klal, and everything else is a prat. Uklal Yisrael hu shehoitzik fi madrigosa shashem yisbach sheyichol kol adoris. V'lohoyoitzo al dey malach af kyo yoitzim mitzad ki amalach ein a koilol hakoil. A malach by definition is not a koilol. Lohoyoitzo yitziya rak lovis. Af kyo nimshach lebonim. V'im toima so yilayatz mi mayin af kimina if he was mechavim lovis v'yinig olam abonim b'mikre v'yishkim lovis abonim yachad. What difference does it make if you save the father because you save the father and the kid b'meila is born, or you save the father because you're saving the entire all the generations as one unit? So he said, chilukol yesh im kiv in lovis b'lvad, if the kavana had only been for that generation, hoya efshel lebonim lachzel shibut, the children could have come back. Achshav she kiven al oves val kol adiris I efsha. Lekach oma loyas of a sin a goal, ala afri son a goal mehem. And the Dover Zay repeats again, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koil all the dairis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is poil in a way that is koil everything, and that's the pshat aniv le malach, aniv le sarov, and so on. That is what he explains. I want to add one knetch. Lemaisa, it's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koilos from Mitzrayim, and never ever again was koilos from Mishub in Mitzrayim. But there never was a lack of shibudim. I mean, there was Bavel and there was Paras and there was Yovan and there was Roma and there's never been a stop since then. And there was Sfarad and there was every country had it, it had its hands around Kaisel's neck. So what did we gain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out of Mitzrayim? So one answer is always that there's a prototype of Geula that's the Etzim. The fact that once there was a Geula that was Ladairus means it could come again. It's true that there are a lot of shibudim on the way, but the musik of the geula that's be'etzim could come for dairus. That's one possible. But there's another knechim. Like the Maral explained until now, the shibudim Mitzrayim was not a mikra de kashibud. Klal Yisrael was mishubud in Mitzrayim not because Klal Yisrael was walking down the street and Mitzrayim one day clamped a chain on Klal Yisrael and enslaved them. The Shibut to Mitzrayim was because Mitzrayim was the birthplace of Klal Yisrael. Like we explained last time, it was sort of, the others were a seed, and they were planted in the womb of Mitzrayim, for whatever reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose so, and Klal Yisrael was a goy b'ker of goy. Klal Yisrael was really an umah b'teich umah. If Klal Yisrael was an umah b'teich umah, if a person doesn't cut himself, if a person, l'mashal, is a person by nature is tied to home, That's the nature of a person, and he's born physically kosher to his mother, then he's kosher to her for food, and then there's a process of being nigmal and so on. Where a person, then there's a process of alken yaziv isha soves imoy. The Torah said that there's a snapping of that kesher between av and aim and a child. Because if the kesher wouldn't snap, the person would never be himself. He would always be a little uba yarchimai. So there has to be a maisa. If a person is independent to start with, and then somebody slapped a dependency on him, or somebody slapped a chain on him, so you can remove the chain and say, you know, it came as a mikra and you moved it as a mikra. But something that's a very internal thing, if there's no akira be'etzim, so a person remains meshubit. So if a person, if there wouldn't be a process where the Torah said, "Arkein yaziv isha sof v'simai," so a person is born kosher to his parents, and even if he happens not to be home for a day or for a year or for whatever it is, you still wouldn't have a way to become independent. So the Torah built in a process of arkein yaziv. The Shibud of Mitzrayim was a much deeper Shibud on Klal Yisrael than any other Shibud, simply because Klal Yisrael never had a Mitzias before they came into Mitzrayim. They came into the world as Mitzri surrogate children. They came into the world as little as offspring of Mitzri. So if that Kira of that wasn't intrinsic to Klal Yisrael, then Klal Yisrael's Mitzias would always be Meshubud to Mitzrayim. There's no other way to break that Shibud. Just like if a person, the deeper a need is to a person for something, the deeper it has to be uprooted. Somebody who has deep psychological needs because of childhood experiences, it's much harder to get it out of him than someone that has it as an adult. We picked up a habit or something. So in Mitzrayim, it either or. Either you snapped it totally, or you didn't snap it at all. Shibud Bavel, Shibud Yovan, all the other Shibudim, it came on a grown-up, and it can leave on a grown-up. It came as a mikra, and it can leave as a mikra. Over here, there's no way it was in either-or situation, and it had to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzmoy, had to be Oika Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim from Klal Yisrael. Okay, the next thing, Afilu Kulam HaChachamim. Nokat Dalet Varim. What time is it? Yeah, I don't know. What? Okay. It says four things. Afilu kulon chachomim, kulon nevoinim, kulon skenim, kulon yodin satayra. Nokat dalet dvarim. What are these four things? It says even if we were wise men, smart men, outstanding people, skenim, yodin satayra, we have a mitzvah, habits of time. So how do you, what's each one of these four things? Nokat dalet dvarim eilim, ki a yediya niknis ve'arba dvarim eilu. A yediya knowledge, what we call knowing and understanding, consists of four different ways. There are four different ways in which a person knows and understands. Im muskolos rishonis. Muskolos rishonis means axioms, postulates, things that a person has sort of built into his basic into his basic seichel that these things are like that. Just like a person knows that two opposites cannot be in the same time, same place. And just like a person knows that the whole is greater than its parts. So chokhmah are those things that are intrinsic axioms that a person doesn't know it from experience. Again, this is the subject of much debate. Specifically, the study of it is called epistemology. It's a branch of philosophy. How people know what they know. But the Maral says that the chelik of chokhmah that's called chokhmah is the part of things that a person has inborn in him as a davar pashut. Hasheni, the second thing is he muskalos shniyos. A person can use these axioms and construct theorems out of it. He can take it and say, if A is true and B is true, C must follow. So C itself is not obvious in an axiomatic way like A and B are, but there's a logical process where you can build from what you know to that's two. That vizenikra novin. Like the Chazal say, someone who understands one thing from another thing. And those are the second type of understandings. These are constructs that a person uses using his basic axioms. So that's called Nevoinim. Empirical evidence. Things that a person has seen. Shenisa pa'omim harbe, he's tried it many times. Kasha ozadov a pleni, irakach. Kasha ochleis a pleni, hoi mecharamle. Kasha ochleis a pleni, hoi mecharle. Vizenikro bal nisoyan, shekona edia mekoyacha nisoyan. So those are the things that a person has gotten, has acquired by experiment and experience. So he doesn't understand why. It's not obvious to him. It's not even, he can't even, he might not even understand the reason based on things obvious to him, but it's a mitzvah. Every time he eats this, he gets sick. So he knows that. That's called v'dovazo b'skenim. This is why a zaken is a chacham, shebetzul ziknusam kona advarim v'omdaleim. It's with age and experience. A zaken is someone who has experience and knows because of experience. That's why in the Torah, where it says zaken, vadat opnei zaken, we're referring to a chacham. Zaken is zesha kana chachma. Again, it's kana chachma because it's chachma that's been acquired. The first two chachmas are not really kana chachma. They're innate understandings and basic havanis. Now, these are things that are acquired by living. I mentioned a few times the famous Chazal that says that you're supposed to stand up for data pnei zaken. They say we're talking about pnei zaken. So it says afilu zaken ashmai, even a goy, a zaken you're supposed to stand up for. So Chazal say why? So it says a birchus to stand up for zaken ashmai. It says kamahar patakoi odo ade hay gavra. How much life experience does this person have? You know, this guy who's old has a lot of life experience. So Shaila is, that's very nice. You know, you could admire the person, you could say nice things about him, but what does that have to do with Chochmah? Lamais, it's a din in Hilchus. There's no din to stand up for someone who suffered a lot, per se. It's not an act of Rachmanis, it's not an act of honoring him for his courage. It's a din in Chochmah. The teretz is that a person who's experienced a lot, it translates into Chochmah. So that's the third daraga of V'davzo B'skeinim. Shebeshul ziknusam konat varm v'omdaleim. Kul nisoyen tzorach zman rav. For experience, you need a lot of time. At she'oymer alav mikreach nisoyen. V'ze yedua at she'ein tzorach levayer. Lefikach bal nisoyen hu azokin. And therefore, the Baal Nisoyen is a Zaken, and that's why he's a Zaken Shekana Chochma. V'yesh Yediyah, and there's a last Yediyah, Niknes Mitzar HaMukubeles, Shemekubeles Lemipi Ish Neman, V'olof Seymech Zeis Yediyah. This is a very important Inyan, and it's important too because it seems to be less. The first three things that the Maral mentioned seem to be very, very Pashat. You know, these are, no one could argue that these are three Eifanim in which a person knows. The Maral says there's a fourth oifen. if a person had to know and understand things only mitzad his own seichel, a person would never be able to move past a certain limited framework of knowledge. The reason why a person is different is because he can be samech on edus of other people. A person can only progress because what other people know and understand, if he's able to think about it and accept it as such, if there's edim nemanim, the person accepts it and he's done up with that, and it becomes a metzias. The Maral says in a few places when he explains shnayim edim, he says, shnayim yokum dova. So he says, yokum dova means the thing itself is reconstructed. Yokum iloshen like kriyas hamesim. It comes to life again. When you have an edus of other people, it becomes an emes yediyah. Beznes choytchens adin al pishnei edim. It becomes a metzias, not less. And that's one of the proofs. So not proofs, but understandings. When a person says, why should I believe in Yetzias Mitzrayim or Maimon HaSinai? I didn't see it, this and that. If you look around you, it's impossible that a person should live without being Seimech HaNeidus. A person walks into a doctor's office and a lot of impressive diplomas. Who says, maybe printed them off at the local 5 or 10. Maybe, I don't know, Mike Miller ran them off on the computer here. You know, what's the right? Anybody can run it off on... The terrence is, there's a certain amount of trust. The doctor looks at his textbooks. Who says the textbooks are right? Who says they weren't lying? It's impossible that the Bria of Adam should have a keel. A Balchai, since he's not a Medaber, doesn't have... A Balchai can only be Samech on his only side. And in a limited way, you have what the animals, you know, they secrete different things, whatever, but there's no real way in which a person, which an animal makes use of the past experience of other animals. So the metzias that gives Adam an entirely different scope of chachmah does not lie in the first three ifanim, but in the fourth ifan dafka. If an Adam is a medaba, together with diburim, it was given a koyach of nemanis. And a person has an emunah, and what he didn't see, he does believe, except it's convenient for him to brush it off over here. But if there was no koyach of nemanis in the Bria has no kiyum, and everybody would become an animal again. A person is saying that when Reuven said he did this, you trust that it was done. When you get a car, you trust that it was inspected and it was tried out, and it's safe. A person has nemanis is a built-in correlate to koyach adibur, and it exists as such in the Bria. And if a person it's one of the real ifanim of Chochmas Adam. And if a person says he's not willing to use he can ask me, why should I be Samech on it? That's valid. You know, let him take criteria that he uses further than Yonim and apply it here. Two sources, independent sources, a non-interested source. A person has criteria which are genuine criteria for determining it. A person goes into a doctor's office, he's not saying only on diplomas, he has one or two people who tried it. But there's a certain amount of testing, and past that, if the person is suspicious, he becomes paranoid. He's not a normal person. He's not a healthy skeptic or investigator. It's called paranoia. So Chochmas HaTorah, a person, on the one hand, it's not the inyanim that a person knows midas atzmoi, and not maven davim teich davim, and so on. On the other hand, it gives him a scope of understanding that he could not get any other place. Just like in Chochmas HaBria, if a person wouldn't make use of edus of other people and the burim of other people, a person's knowledge would always be tiny. Everybody would be the first inventor of the wheel, and nobody wouldn't go further than that. In inyanim ruchniyim, Torah is the ability to take the chachma of that Kadosh Baruch was megala through Rinevim, chachma adayus, and so on. So those are the four inyanim. Chachamim, nevoinim, skenim, yodas haTorah. He says, even if in all of these inyanim, we're shalom all these inyanim, still there's still inyanim sipitzes mitzrayim, and I'll explain later why. I mean, we're living off sort of in the middle. He'll explain a little bit more about the mile of these different inyanim, and then he's going to explain why does the mitzvah sipur, even if you have the input about the Yetzias Mitzrayim for all these four fanim, why is it still a market for sipur? Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Mr. Shem.
We saw last time So the Maral says that there's four different dargis of seichel, and he explained it the way we, in the first mahalach, he explains it as the four ifanim that a person has yediyah. The